Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Found the Minneapolis Police Department engaged in a pattern of practice of racial discrimination against Black people and organizations over a 10-year period. It found they created fake social media accounts to follow people and organizations like the Urban League Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. The president of the Urban League Twin Cities joins us. We don't have him yet. He joins us every Tuesday, Stephen Belton, because we want to talk about this. He wrote a fabulous op-ed piece in the Star Tribune today. You can find it on the last page of the front section, where the title is Culture of Racism is No Surprise. And I get that, Paul. You know, I think that while the report, as shocking and appalling as it is, it certainly wasn't a surprise to people of color and minorities, because they have been experiencing, they have been living with this. They know that driving while Black will get you pulled over. They know that, you know, spitting on the sidewalk will get you pulled over or will get you questioned by the police, even if that doesn't happen to white people who do the same offense. So that they have been living that reality. Mm-hmm. So while the rest of us, it might have been shocking to read in print, they know that is the truth. Stephen Belton, he is the president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities, joins us on the John Schuster hotline now. Welcome once again, Stephen, to the show.
Hey, Stephen.
Thanks, Greta. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we read your piece. We read your piece. And again, not surprised. We covered this heavily last week. But apparently, Urban League Twin Cities was one of the organizations that was followed by, I guess, fake social media accounts of the MPD. Were you personally followed?
Don't know, Jordana. There's no, we haven't been able to unpack so far what exactly happened. What we know is what was in the report, which is that the Minnesota Department of Human Rights found evidence that Minneapolis Police Department officials, we don't know if they were officers or patrol people, were creating fake social media accounts. And apparently they attempted to influence or to contact or to, manipulate the Urban League as well as the NAACP in the course of doing that. And so we don't know. They also mentioned the State Department of Human Rights that after they had done their investigation, that the social media accounts were erased or eliminated or, deleted. And so we're not able to, to find specific evidence, but we are reaching out to the department to find out what, if anything, what more they might be able to tell us and share, and whether they were specific individuals targeted or whether they were just going after the organization in general.
Well, Stephen, you wrote a powerful op-ed, and I just want to read something you said. This institutional pattern and practice of MPD can only be described as an unchecked culture of racism enabled by department and elected leaders who've been unwilling or unable to control or hold them accountable. You go on later in the op-ed to say courts can't change culture, justice can't be negotiated. As Minneapolis continues to talk about what to do with the police department, how do we change the culture? How do we reform? At the same time, we're trying to add more cops to the beat and attract, a new department head. Where does your brain go in terms of what comes next based on what we've learned from MDHR, the Minnesota Department of Human Rights? How does that flavor the next step?
Well, I think the other point that I try to make in the commentary of Paul and Jordana is that we can no longer say this is an instance of a rogue cop or two, that, Derek Chauvin was, just an outlier, and that these kind of incidents are exceptions to the rule. This is a culture. of racist policing. Now, I need to add that not everybody who's on the Minneapolis Police Department, not everybody who is a cop or who wears the blue is a racist. That is not what I'm saying, and that's not what this report indicates. But it does clearly indicate that we have a culture of racism and racist practices that are not only implemented or carried out, but are tolerated or looked the other way by supervisors and by the political leadership. They have known about this stuff for a long time. So it begins, you ask Paul, what do we do next? It begins with acknowledging that this is a cultural practice, that it is a pattern in practice, that it is institutional-wide, and that our leaders have known about it for years. Second, we need to hold people accountable for doing it. We need to hold our elected officials accountable, but also need to hold accountable the police leadership. They have the capacity. They have the tools already. I will be the first to say that we could certainly strengthen the laws and the regulations, but they have the capacity now to address these incidents of racist policing when they happen. And they need to be held accountable for doing that. We need a dashboard so that we can know what exactly they are doing and who they are holding accountable and how they're doing it. But we don't have that information now. And third, we need the community to weigh in on this, to say, look, to the extent that the police department believes that these racist practices that they're doing, which include name calling, for crying out loud, using the N-word and calling even other police officers using these racist name calling there. It includes such horrendous acts as that, Paul and Jordana. We need to say that's not acceptable. We need to say as a community member that we expect of our leaders, you need to change this culture of practice, pattern and practice right now. No waiting. You need to do it now.
So, Stephen, are you saying that former Chief Madari Arredondo, former Chief Janae Harto, Betsy Hodges, Mayor Fry, are you saying they were all aware of these practices and they allowed it?
I'm not saying it. Minnesota Department of Human Rights is saying it. They're saying it. So this report, to be clear, captured a 10-year period of time from 2010 to 2020. There were three mayors during that time. They were R.T. Ryback, Betsy Hodges, and Jacob Fry. And then we also had three police chiefs. And that report doesn't name those individuals, but it's clear that they were covering data and doing and interviewing people about that specific 10-year period of time. And the report says that they knew about it, that they were aware of it, and they did nothing about it, or at least whatever they did about it was ineffective. There was an article in the Star Tribune this past Sunday where the reporters tried to contact the three political leaders, meaning the three mayors, and the police chiefs during that period of time. And for the most part, they all declined to be interviewed. The one who did interview, provided comments was R.T. Ryback, who had this sort of meaningless comment that, oh, gee, my hands were tied and we've got to roll up our sleeves and move forward now. And that is the same sort of attitude of, laissez-faire, whatever happens, that got us here in the first place. But to be clear, Paula Jordana, this is a 10-year period that they're talking about, but this goes back decades. Black people in the state of Minnesota have been complaining about this really since the inception of the state itself. The Urban League Twin Cities was created, formed in 1925, specifically to address these kinds of concerns.
So, Stephen, you end your piece by saying demand they reform, rehabilitate, and retrofit policing. Now our lives depend on it. What advice would you have for listeners, irregardless of skin color, in terms of getting results and moving the needle?
Great question. I say that somebody who is either an elected official on your city council, who's a cop, who's a member of the police federation, a legislator, somebody, and if you don't, shame on you, but you don't have to be ashamed for long. You can find that out. It's easily accessible information. Call those folks up and tell them that you demand that they get about the business of reforming our police department now. Make it their number one priority. And make it clear to them so that the police are clear that when they are behaving like that, they're not only acting with impunity, they're going to be held accountable, but that the community doesn't support that, that these racist practices do not reflect the values of the community. Because I really believe that these police officers who are committing and who are contributing to this culture of racism are doing so because they believe that they're reflecting the values of the broader community. And it takes the broader community, and specifically the white community, to reject that and to say that is not okay. And so call your congressman, call your state legislator, call your city council member or mayor, and just light up their phones and let them know we want to see reform of racist policing now.
Okay.
Stephen Belton, President and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities. It is a powerful piece today in the Star Tribune. Thank you for writing it. Thank you for always coming on and talking to us about these hard issues. I feel embarrassed that once again, you know, Minneapolis is in the spotlight, and I feel embarrassed that this went on under our noses. But now that the public knows, hopefully there can be real change.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate the time to be with you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.